there are so many marginalized, vulnerable group of people. When I was speaking with them, I could see that clearly the expectation and faith in the United Nations. That really struck me. I was very proud that to be a part of the United Nations system. For example, when I was meeting with a boy in the South Pacific Island, Kiribati, he appealed me that please help us to address this climate change. Our homes and whole our life may be swept away overnight. That's why we have been able to bring this climate change to the top of the global agenda.
You mentioned Kiribati in the South Pacific. You've traveled a lot during your first term. You went to Kiribati, you went to Antarctica, to Darfur, to the Dadaab refugee camp on the Kenyan-Somalia border. You went to Semipalatinsk in the former Soviet Union. Is there one particular experience that, you know, left the biggest impression on you personally? And if so, why?
As you said, I have been traveling extensively. There is almost no place where I have not been to learn the plights of challenges of marginalized people, to learn more about how we can help protect this planet Earth a more environmentally sustainable way. That I feel very much proud. There is one common thread among all this visit to different places and meeting different people. That is what the United Nations has to do. There is a high level of expectation that United Nations should stand for a leading campaign to address climate change, leading campaign to fight poverty, leading campaign against curable, preventable diseases, leading campaign, leadership in prevention, man-made or natural-made. There are so many areas United Nations can do. That's why I have been traveling, and that's why I have been meeting so many people around the world, and I will continue during my second term.
You know, you talked a little bit there about the expectation and the responsibility of being Secretary General. Was there a particular moment in your first term when you saw both the responsibility and, I guess, the opportunity that comes with the post?
There have been many crises, but crises also come with opportunities. This is what I have felt. I was struck when I was standing before UN headquarters in Haiti. I was just lost. I couldn't describe what I have seen in Fukushima. And I have seen so many people. Then there is a high level of expectation together with opportunities, how United Nations can organize and lead this awareness as well as translate into actions. And that is what United Nations should do. We can make different in my second term. Of course, we are living in an era of austerity. Resources are very much limited. But if we modernize the way we do, delivering as one, I believe that United Nations can still lead this campaign around the world. I need the support of all member states.